The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
Some more faces in the room. From Low Tree Studios, this is the Difference Between Us podcast, where the four of us have honest conversations about random topics. My name is Jason Galbraith, and joining me is David Modell.
What up?
Mindy Galbraith.
Hello.
Steve Maher.
Hi.
From the Honey Badgers podcast. And the inspiration behind the creation of this show, Stephanie Modell.
Hi. Hi, Steve.
Hey.
What a surprise. So we'll get into this in just a minute. Hello, family. Welcome in. Welcome back. All that good stuff. Happy Tuesday to you guys. So Mindy kept a secret all day long and all weekend long.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. The secret is sitting next to me. Mindy's sitting across now. I don't know how you did it because I didn't know anything. I knew nothing.
I've been bugging Steve all week. I'm like, this is so hard. So many times I'm like, yeah, maybe Steve would like that for dinner. Well, maybe I should wash those sheets for Steve. Or
Well, I appreciate your hospitality.
Yeah, the house is all clean. I'm like, what is she doing? But, I mean, normally we just live and we do our thing, you know. Oh, that's pretty funny. Well, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me here. Last minute work trip and, you know, here I am.
Absolutely. Well, so cheers. Thought I would surprise you. That. We'll cheers again later on with David's cheers. Mindy's got water. We won't cheers that. That's a waste of time. I'm kidding. So, all right. Well, Steve, you'll be a part of the show. We've got a pretty full show, but let's do a little bit of a weekend recap. Heard you guys went camping. You shared some of your experience with a flat tire, but how was the weekend?
It was good. We had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you guys go?
We went to Mountain Lakes towards San Bernardino, if you live in California, but not too far, only an hour away from where we live. So that was nice. And it was free.
It was free?
Yeah.
Say what?
It's a members only place.
Right. It's a members only, and we got like a timeshare spiel to go there.
Oh.
So we got three free nights out of it, though, and... you know, that it only took us probably 45 minutes talking to the guy.
I thought maybe it was your members only jacket that got you in there.
The first time we camped there, it is the last time we camped there.
You said it's the last time you'll camp there?
You can't camp there unless you're a member.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a members only jacket.
You can't do multiple where you take the member tour thing. You can't do that twice.
Dang. So they got you, huh? How'd they get you? Where'd they get you?
Oh, it's so expensive. It's just so expensive, but it's a really nice place. It's very private. They even have a spot across the street with the creek and a nice mountain view. So, you know, being in that part of you know, California and having that kind of privacy is, you can see why they charge that, but it was too much money for us.
So I can't really imagine where it is. Whereabouts is it?
Really? So 138 and then where the 15 hits. And if you're heading south, like toward Ontario.
Yep.
Or really it's one of the first exits, Sierra Avenue. You just get off and head up back into the mountains a few miles. So very secluded.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So we've done a timeshare thing once. How did you guys get roped into that?
Well, I was voluntarily I knew the coworker that has it and wanted, and she was telling me, you can go, you can get a free weekend. Just, you know, hear what they have to say. And I was like, okay. So I just called and set it up.
That's cool. Yeah. Were they good salesmen? They almost got you?
No, not really. And he was actually even, I appreciated it. The fact that he was so relaxed almost made it like you wanted to ask more questions, because he's like, if you're not interested, we have to keep doing this. We can stop.
Right.
You know? But it was good.
He wasn't pushy at all. That was nice.
That's cool. Well, good. Good. That's awesome. You had a little flat tire adventure. I was listening. Well, you can talk about it a little bit here while we're recording too, but I wanted to mention something while you were talking about that. So two things happened for me over the weekend. I went to band practice on Friday, and sometimes it's a little weird driving here. Now, California's weird too. There's really pushy drivers. They drive really, really fast. But you get like, most people don't do that. And then all of a sudden you get just a few that are just like, what is going on? What happened? There's like three that pass you at 300 miles an hour. You're like, what did I just do? You know? And one of those in particular on my way to Orlando was this one car passed, and then another one came right behind it, and the entire bumper was off the car, and they're dragging the bumper down the freeway. I'm like,
Wow.
Jeez.
Do you not know this? The whole bumper, and it's hanging off. It looks like it's ready. I'm like, I'm not going to be in the lane wherever this.
This was in Florida.
The guy that hit him.
Maybe he could have been. I don't think so. They went separate directions because I went on the same freeway, and I could see that he was still dragging his bumper. This was miles up the road. But yeah, this was.
I just got. This is my first time ever being in Florida.
Welcome to Florida.
Yeah. Land, get off. I'm in Orlando, uh-huh. Driving over. And I had a few experiences like that as well. It was really kind of chill. I took the toll road across.
Yep, 528. Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't much going on there. And then when I got to the 95, mm-hmm. Same thing happened. It was pretty much everybody's going the same speed. And then a few flew by.
Like you're standing. And I'm going 80 typically. And right. So they're going 110 easy. Easy.
I think the driving here, especially it's on wild. The freeways or expressways or whatever the hell you want to call them here, they are crazy. Like that third lane over, what normally in California is, you know, it's 100 plus here.
Everybody typically in California goes the same, generally the same speed, I think. Fast.
Yeah.
And then some slow. But everybody be going faster, then there's faster.
Yeah.
It's fast and faster. It's a little crazy. But well, I'm glad you guys had a good trip.
It was the weekend. Fun.
That's nice. Well, we'll get into the show. Any updates from us? We already kind of did our updates on J&M. But yeah, we just kind of hung out. It's rainy here. You're going to see some rain, some Florida rain. They got some crazy rain coming through. But you know, enjoy it.
I will. Glad it's you're different.
We have officially got our stuff to fly there.
That's right. That's right. They'll be coming out
this weekend. We are officially coming. Mm-hmm. For the 4th of July.
So now, are you flying out of Orlando? Is that the plan? Mm-hmm. Have you already bought your out tickets? Okay. Awesome. Well, we're going to have some fun. That's going to be cool. Now I officially need to talk to the band and see if we can get a couple songs in that you can come up on stage and sing.
So. How long are you guys staying?
We're splitting up our trip to Florida. So we are staying with our friends, Jake and Trish, in Panama City. For 3 days or so, 3 or 4 days, you know, 3.5. And then we're going to have to drive the 7 hours to Melbourne.
Ooh.
Right? That's where you guys live?
Yeah.
So we either may take a day and kind of drive and maybe stay. We haven't really talked about it. And then we'll show up there. So we're flying into Panama City and we're flying out in Orlando.
Okay.
So we're really going to take a road trip and maybe so like make a week. Like a week and a half. Yeah, kind of crazy.
That's nice. Good for you guys.
Did you ask for time off yet, Stephanie?
Did you ask for time off from your boss?
I did, and it was approved.
I'm looking at Steve's face. He's like, a week? You're taking a week?
Oh, we'll have to let the listeners and viewers in. Steve is my boss.
Yeah, he used to be my boss.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. All right, well, let's get into our things to ponder. I'm ready to ponder something. So this is mine. I'm bringing this one up. I did text it to you, right, Steph? You got it, so you could ponder it a bit. I imagine you forwarded it on to Steve. Maybe did you? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you didn't. Steve can.
Nope. Steve
can,
left.
He can pick it.
I didn't
up,
read
though.
It either. I didn't get a chance to look at it, so I don't even know.
So the concept. So this is the thing to ponder: the concept of retirement. All right. Couple different angles that I want to bring up. Why it exists? Is it only for people who don't like their career? Who decided the age limit? That's an interesting one, I think. Like who decided when you can pull out your 401k and when you can collect your Social Security, all those different things. What if you enjoyed your job? Would you retire? Mindy shared a segment this morning about an actor, the guy who played Gandalf, who's ready to do it again. He's like 80 years old.
85
years old. So that's an interesting one, right? There are people that invest a lot of money during their working life only to die 2 years after they retire or less. Was it worth it? Where is the balance of living now, but also investing in the future? So a lot of different angles to this. We can start. I mean, I can start. I'd say, you know, one of you guys start, whatever you want to do. What do you think about that? Have you thought about it?
A little bit. Yeah. I think one of the questions that you were saying was something about the age, who decided. I think the companies that pay you out decided, so they don't have to pay you that much.
Yeah.
Like, hey, the retirement age is 70. So they don't, they know they're not going to have to pay you the full amount.
There was definitely some sort of math on like how long you generally live after retirement. And
yeah, that's why it's also gone up because people are living longer.
And now, David, are you talking about like a pension though? Because 401k is a little different, right? It's partially your money. It's partially so in my case, we didn't have a pension. We had a 401k. I think in your case, you do have a pension, but a lot of people nowadays don't have pensions. They're just investing in their 401ks. So it's interesting. Are you talking about that as the age decided? You're talking about pensions, right?
Both. Because there's fees and penalties if you take out your 401k too soon before a certain age. It's a little bit of both. Pensions the same way. Mm-hmm. I don't think they even let you take it until you're a certain age.
Yeah.
Mm. But I think it's actually younger for a pension than it is for your 401k.
401k is 59 and a half. You can take it out without penalty. So that's pretty low, I think.
Social Security is like 65 now.
Well,
67.
Yeah, Social Security is different because they base that off how many years I think that you worked. And then that's calculated probably when you can actually.
Some cockamamie.
Well, how much you can actually draw from.
Yeah.
It's more the longer you wait. Yeah.
I've been told my whole life it won't be around when I retire, so.
Well, that's the biggest scam ever, isn't it?
It totally is. Like a Ponzi scheme. Yeah, totally.
There's like actually no money in that is our debt. And I'm not sure how accurate I am with that, but I think like the American debt is because of Social Security payouts.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And if we were able to take that money and use it for ourselves instead of let the government manage it, we'd be multimillionaires.
Probably.
Yeah, well, we can all be millionaires though. If we're all millionaires, no one is.
Well, it's millionaire when you retire, though, right? So at the time of your living.
It's like when something's hot. If everything's hot, nothing's hot.
I'd still rather be a millionaire than not one, even if everybody else is.
That is a great point.
Yeah, if everyone's a millionaire and you're not, that's not good. Right. You're poor.
So we all worked, you guys still do, but you know, in this industry where you see people that really do put a lot of money into their retirements. And, you know, then I've known a few a year after they retired, they're no longer with us. Right. And they were putting 25% of their check into their retirement. Mm. You've known people like that. Right. So in your opinion, is that worth it? I mean, is there a balance or do you try to live that way where you live by a balance now where you enjoy some of your money now, but also save for retirement, that kind of thing?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I would say Steph and I would probably be. In that we enjoy our time. We don't work to live. Wait, how do you say that?
Yeah.
We don't.
You don't live to work. Work to live.
We work so we can have some fun.
Mm-hmm. You know,
we actually enjoy our life.
But you don't plan for death either.
Nobody.
Right.
Does,
so, I mean, yeah, you have to kind of make the best judgment. But to your point, there's a balance. You've got to work. I mean, you're the average person and you got to think long term and get prepared. But at the same time, you can't just think, well, I don't want to make these decisions now because I'll die 2 years after I retire. You obviously don't want that to happen.
Of course not. But you also never know. So you don't want to take all of your money that you could have enjoyed during your working life where you have the most money and have it saved for retirement. That's kind of a silly concept. There is a balance, I think, to strike. So the goal is obviously to make more money so you can save more money and enjoy more money while you're alive. Now, what if you do like your job? What if you loved your job? Would you retire? I can tell you I wouldn't.
Probably not.
What's that?
Depends on the type of job. You know, certain physical jobs, you can love a physical job that's labored, you know, intensive, but at a certain age, you just can't do that anymore.
It's true. That's true.
You can love it.
I think that would take away some of the love. You know,
if yeah.
Give me a
like the actor, thing. The actor thing you mentioned. He's not lifting anything. He's acting. It's not hard. I mean, it is hard to be an actor, but it's not like a hard, intensive job. He can probably do that.
So see labor as that deciding factor. At some point, you have to get away from labor, physical labor.
Yeah,
yeah.
I agree.
I do too. I think labor is a big part of it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, if you're a bartender. And that's what you do for a living. You're not doing that on your feet when you're 80. It's just not going to happen.
But I think
you can roll around behind there making drinks, I guess. I don't know.
But I think people gravitate or graduate is a better word towards a different version of that particular job. So let's say you're a construction worker, right? And you love doing it. You love building homes. Well, your trajectory is to eventually be the general contractor, right? So now you're not doing the work. Now you're contracting the work and you're getting the people to do the work. That would be the gradual product, you know, I don't know if I'm using the right word, but that'd be the way you'd want to go up the ladder. You know, I think that's the case with any physical job. If you look at athletes, they retire before 40, you know? So you're right about the physical part. You can't do that forever, even if you love it.
You said athletes, like a lot of these athletes become commentators because that's something they know really well.
Yeah, they know the sport.
So now they can be the next level, like you're saying, the next thing.
So I think retirement all came about and maybe originally is just, to save up enough money to not have to work anymore.
Yeah, have that option.
I mean, for David and I, we're trying to save extra now so we can retire sooner. We can quit working sooner. So we can enjoy our younger, years than 70.
And maybe get involved in something else, right? Make money in another way, not necessarily at a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting because for me, I've always been a little different, right? I've always felt like, well, if I had a job I really enjoyed, I don't think I'd want to stop working. I'd want to keep working because I enjoy it. I mean, I could do it as long as possible. I'd love to, of course, have a little bit more time off as I get older so I can do some traveling and stuff like that. But I'd still want to work. Absolutely. I don't think you should stop working if you love your job. Why would you stop? It's something you enjoy. It gives you joy. It gives you purpose. So a lot of times purpose is what keeps us alive. It keeps us going.
That's the trap people are in, though, Jason, is that I think in general, most would say they probably don't love what they do.
That's probably
to the point where they would avoid retirement. I mean, if I had that choice today,
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Done.
Gone.
Yeah. All right. So let me pivot the question. So, what job would you, if you were doing it, you wouldn't retire? Have you ever thought about that?
I have. I can't answer the question because I don't have that answer. But I have thought of it. I really don't know what it would be.
Okay.
I don't. It's a tough one to answer.
David, Stephanie.
You have anything?
Mm-mm. Nope. I don't want to work now.
your
boss, probably.
Let me just try to pick at you a little bit because you're a talented singer and you love doing it. What if that was your job? What if that was your job?
I think I'd get sick of it.
Well, I think everybody does.
Jason and I are similar in, I don't feel like we like to do the same thing for very long. We like change. True. We like new stuff. Like, Steve's freaking out because I mentioned moving to Florida.
I did freak out on her.
I love it. I love it.
Well, don't even mention it anymore.
Well, maybe everybody's pushing.
Obviously I'm scarred.
He is scarred. Oh my God. Yeah. I've never had somebody. Okay. Most everybody was supportive. Good for you guys. This guy, no, not at all. Not one bit. Never was supportive.
I was happy for you.
He's like, you sure you want to do this?
Wasn't happy about it. Yeah.
But, you know, if more come, you know, that's the way it goes, you know, but yeah.
I think if I was a rock star, if I was a pop star and I was touring, that would be my niche. I think I could do that forever.
There you go. That's what I mean.
Yeah, my body can hold up with it. Being a lounge singer in Florida, I think I'd get sick of it eventually, but...
You would.
You know.
Yeah, but being on that big stage and seeing all that and different experience every night, partying afterwards.
I mean, Ozzy was doing it up until a couple of years ago, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, me and Ozzy are so similar. That's a good point.
That's a great
point.
He could
barely walk on stage and talk, but he sang just fine.
I was going to jump in and say me and David probably would do the same thing, I think, is have like some of the business, you know, ventures we've talked about. Business,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Just do some of the things on our own.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. I've always known I'm supposed to be an entrepreneur at something. So I'm taking this time right now to find it. I got a year to find it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I've had several ideas for like a business idea and most of them come up in food for some reason. I don't know why I had several good ideas over food, but we're in California. It's not worth it anymore to open a restaurant.
No. Oh, you know,
no way.
This is totally off topic, but you and I watched a video last night of what is left of San Francisco.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And every major, and I'm talking like major, like Macy's or like, Nordstrom. Yeah. All those big, big shopping places. Every one of them are gone.
From downtown.
Yeah. It's like a ghost town.
In the city.
Mm. Crazy.
Pretty wild. Not to you know, it's obviously pretty tragic what happened in that city.
I was shocked. That's why I brought it up. I was really shocked. I was like, wow.
But you're right. You wouldn't want to open a restaurant in California.
I mean, many people are leaving and go, like Blaze Pizza just completely moved out of California.
Wow.
I think they still have their stores, but their headquarters is gone out of California.
I was watching the Joe Rogan podcast, and it caught my attention because Theo Vaughn, I guess, moved out of LA. He lives in Nashville now. And Joe was saying, Theo is like, you go back to California. He's like, no, I'll never go back to California. You won't go back to California. He says, I'll never go back to California. And he's like, well, if I have a gig at the Forum or something like that, I'll go back once, but not to visit. He said, of course, to make money. But he was like adamant that he wouldn't go back. And of course, I'm not trying to clown California. I'm not. But it really, I think that time frame really moved people in one way or the other, you know. Mm-hmm. And we saw our friends have to really pivot. We had a lot of business owners, and we had to see them figure out what to do, you know. Some of them lost their businesses. Some of them didn't, obviously. But anyway, I think so. I'll answer the question. If I was,
you're basically in retirement.
So, not really.
I mean, you could take the next
year
as
we were taking a shot at it. But right. For me, it's if I could do something creatively, I would do it the rest of my life, no matter what it is. If it's podcasting, if it's music, it doesn't have to be, you know, one particular thing. But yeah, if I could create, I don't need to retire. I'll never need to retire. And guess what? I'll just keep making more money, you know? Mm-hmm. So for me, my answer is I don't need to retire if I'm doing what I love. Yeah. If I'm not doing what I love, then absolutely I need to retire. I need that time. Anyway. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Those are things to ponder. Dave, you've got things to ponder. David, you got Origin?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Have you ever peeled an Origin?
Origin stories.
Hey, I'd like to know the origin of that story.
Did you know that every story has an origin? To it.
This one time I had an origin and it felt so good.
Origin stories.
Have you heard that jingle before?
No. I've listened to the podcast and I haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
Every time I hear that one, I peeled an origin, felt so good.
All right. So Steve, the idea behind this is David's going to share an origin and we have to try to guess what it is he's talking about.
Okay.
We're going to do it slightly different this time because of the origin.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if anybody's going to know what this is.
Okay.
So it's kind of like Urban Dictionary where he's going to say what it is. We're all going to take our guess and then he's going to explain.
Oh, I like this. This is fun.
Plus it has something to do with this weekend coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a time. Take it away.
There's a time. Okay. Yeah. So do you guys know what a salt lick is?
Yes.
Salt lick. LICK. All right, Jason, what's your guess or your truth?
Horses use it. Something that horses will lick. I'm not legit. It's a salt lick. Horses will lick it. It helps with cowlick and all that stuff. They will, that's what it is.
That's what I thought it was. That was my guess. Salt lick. Put it out for the horses. Yep. They lick it. They like the flavor of it.
Yep.
And it helps them stay hydrated.
And it helps soothe their stomach too, because they tend to get, if they eat a lot of grass and they tend to get not cowlick. That's the thing in your hair.
Yeah.
It's colic.
Cowlick. You can make that a
cowlick.
Bring that up later. Mindy, what do you think a salt lick is?
You got it.
I think it is when you're walking off the beach and right as, especially in Florida, you got to walk over like some stairs and then you're down in the swamp again.
Mm-hmm.
It's real swampy.
Yep.
And then you lick your lips.
Yep.
And it's salty. It's salt lick.
That's a good one.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's a good guess. That's a
good one.
I'm not good at guessing. Don't ask me.
Steven, you're on a podcast. Pull together.
We get to tell him that. Pull it together, Steve.
Here's one, Steve. It's what Mindy's nethers may or may not taste like after a day out at the garden.
You did that. I know. On a previous podcast.
It works again.
Gosh. Oh, that was when we were doing Urban Dictionary, wasn't it? It's gross.
Yeah, it me and
gross.
Stephanie
it's a good
like,
memory.
It is gross, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, that makes you the salt licker.
It makes me the salt
exactly.
Okay.
Lick that salt.
Does.
Lant licker.
You lant licker.
All right, Steve, you're really not going to guess?
I don't know. I have nothing. I've had a long day. I have nothing creative. just tell what it is.
He's like, no, I don't got anything. Jason's along the lines of it. Salt lakes are places on the ground where salt appears naturally or has been deposited by humans, where birds and animals congregate to savor taste. Modern highways were built based on salt lakes. They were used for the animal trails so that those were the places to stop. And even towns were started to build around those salt lick areas.
That is interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. So early explorers permit horse and wagon traffic by using these salt licks for their trails.
So it probably was a way of keeping the animals hydrated, maybe keeping them from cramping, similar to what we experience and why we use salt.
Yeah, so that's probably where then they started making the salt licks for the cow licks.
Those became like the rest stops for trails.
Definitely. I mean, it makes your cow lick go in a different direction.
Well, the cow could be licking it. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's kind of it's an origin of an origin.
And where the tie-in is Stephanie's band this Sunday on Father's Day is playing at Salt Lick Tavern.
Salt Lick Tavern.
Okay.
Salt Lick Tavern. In Lake Hughes.
Oh, okay. Are you loading everything up onto a wagon, taking a horse out there and following the salt lick?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm going to do it old school style.
Well, that's awesome. Good for you guys. Are you playing a full two sets or one set? How's this show?
We're playing two sets. We're playing at noon, so that'll be nice and salty.
Yeah,
that's
a little swassy.
That'll be a salt lick afterwards.
Yeah. Uh-huh. David.
But yeah, we're playing in the middle of the day. It's actually a car show. It's like a festival.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be fun. First annual.
It's weird. There's a lot of like car shows. There's another car show called Salt Lick something. That's like a big car show somewhere.
Are you indoors for it or is it outdoors?
I don't know. I hope we're indoors.
Yeah, because it could be pretty hot this weekend.
You know, our band's super organized and we like to get together a lot before gigs. So I know nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never practiced once.
It is the luxury of a singer, though. They don't have to know as much. Like me, drummer, would be like, where am I setting up?
Right.
Do I need to bring my own drum set? Is there going to be shade? Mm-hmm. All right, those are the types of things you got to think about. Is there going to be a fan provided? Well, I usually always bring my own fan. But.
Yeah, he's got smart over the years.
All right, well, origin of the salt lick. Nice job, David. Well, let's get into my spouse.
Did you change the music?
No. Come on, man. I don't got time for that.
It's really a different one.
You literally do, though.
Got work to do.
You just got to hit the other button.
He's busy.
All right.
It's going to be an ongoing joke.
It is.
Yeah.
And I'm good with it. I forgot it already. It's in my phone. Give me a second.
Would you like me to get it?
Yeah, go ahead. Please.
My spouse likes to take apart things and not put them back together, and I end up finding them in my washer.
Can I get an example?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Drum keys.
That's not taking apart things.
Yeah.
That's used for taking apart things.
Nuts and bolts, whatever's in your pockets.
No rebuttals. Sorry.
Sometimes a screwdriver.
Screwdriver? I need screwdrivers in my pocket? That end up in the washer?
I never know.
How did I? Was it a flathead?
I don't think there's any rebuttals, right?
True. No rebuttals. All right.
My spouse.
You got yours now, Jason?
I do. I do. Yeah. So my spouse, when she's wearing headphones, this is normal voice. When she's wearing headphones, Jason, hey, Mindy, you don't need to talk that loud. Headphones on, like nice. Standing, sitting right across from her, she's yelling at me. Okay. See, mine was nicer. So,
My spouse still asks Google where her phone is, even when we're not at home, like at hotels, other people's homes that don't have Google.
I'm sure she does it. I'm sure she does it in jest.
I really wish it was there, though.
It's also probably out of habit. Yeah. She does it all the time here.
That's funny. All right.
My spouse has to be asked 6 times to blow up the tire on the Tesla before I just do it myself.
I remember this, actually, David. She had to be late for work because of the tire.
I still did it.
Nope. No rebuttals.
You can paint it however you want.
Yeah. Steven Maher.
Well, Michelle's not here to...
She can't rebuttal anyway.
Yeah. So,
can't rebuttal anyway.
I just thought of this while you guys were talking. My spouse loves to tell me to do something as I'm doing it. As I'm doing it. And it just... Every time. I could start taking the trash out. Yeah, take the trash out. Oh, okay, sure. Good idea. It's a great call. I'll do that.
Oh, and my spouse does that too.
You name it. It's like she's narrating as I'm doing it, essentially. So, yeah. I love you, Michelle.
I call that
the trash.
I call that the kick them while you're down kind of thing, right? It's like you'll admit that you're wrong or something. You know, I'm really sorry I did that wrong. Yeah, you did. Hang on. I'm admitting it and apologizing. Give me a break here. All right. Well, let's get into Edward Scissorhands. That'll get old eventually. All right. So love is, this is a positive thing.
Okay.
Love is, I was thinking about this, you know, things you take for granted. You live your life and your spouse does things and you just, oh, wow, that's really cool that you do that. She just was cooking away. She cooks all the time. I think to myself, I would never want to do that. I would never want to cook, you know, like I wouldn't think to, I'm just going to whip something up with all these ingredients. And she does it all the time, almost every day. And I just really appreciate that. Love is that cooking, cooking for the family of two.
No rebuttals.
You can rebuttal. You can't. No one wants to rebuttal that.
Those are snaps. Stephanie snaps.
All right.
Yeah. Love is getting up early in the morning and taking the dogs out to let me sleep in while I'm camping.
I witnessed that. Good job, David.
I do that too.
Did you fucking read mine?
No.
It's hilarious. Because mine is, love is not making it only my job to take out the dogs in the morning. Because there was one morning while we were camping, she got up. I heard her say it, the dogs need to go out. And I was like, And she got up and took the dogs out.
Like, well, he's not getting up.
So you guys, I'm sure you have your roles, right? Your camping roles. You get this rhythm, right? I take care of usually all the outside stuff while Mindy does the inside stuff. And so I'm the one that gets up. I make coffee. Mm. I feed the dog. I take him for a walk. And then I don't have to worry about anything else the rest of the morning. She tidies up the trailer, makes the bed, does all that stuff. I don't do any of it because I did that, right? I did that hard work. It's hard work. Yeah. It's not that fun. And sometimes you're like, oh my God, you got to wait for the dog to shit and it takes forever and you got to pick it up. There's other dogs. First thing in the morning.
Smelling that.
Shit in your hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's cold. You know, anyway.
That's weird.
I really appreciate it. Cold?
Well, the poop isn't, but it's the only thing warm.
I thought you meant the poop is cold.
You know, like when
weird dog.
You got to get him checked.
Like when you camp at Pismo and you're like, I don't want to go out there. It's like 40 degrees out there. You know? Mm-hmm. All right. Love is.
Did you next?
No, I'll go. Love is staying together after we park the trailer.
Oh, so true. So true, right? Because you do all the driving, right? And then you park it, you do all that. And if it's not level, oh my God.
We had two back-to-back. Well, no, just the one, wasn't it?
It was two back-to-back.
Was it two back-to-back?
And then we had recently, it was perfect.
One was perfect. Okay, so two back-to-back. Horrible.
Wouldn't stay level.
Like we literally had to use blocks that we've had them, but we've never like had to, what is it? What do you do that?
You got to drive up on them.
Yeah, but you know how you snap them together? What's that?
It's like Legos.
Legos. Yeah. Literally Legoed it up. Yeah. And and the camper was like up on its side.
But it had to be level. I didn't care. I'm like, it's perfect. It's fine. I'm not doing this again. Nope.
We almost got divorced.
We've almost got divorced many times. All right. Love is?
Doing the family laundry every week.
Mm. Oh, Mindy does that too.
I never do. I never touch the laundry.
That's kudos to Michelle because how many people are in there? One, yeah. two,
I'm not saying she's happy about it.
Right.
But she does it.
So now does this include putting your clothes away too?
She generally will stack them up.
Yeah, that's what Mindy does.
Like,
too.
You know, for you to put away.
Yeah.
But that's because I'll, you know, I want them where I want them.
David's
anyway,
looking
but.
At Stephanie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish you would just put them away. That would be love.
I agree. Yeah,
no, that's never gonna happen.
No rebuttals here.
So, yeah. So is David the laundry guy?
Yes.
Ah.
Generally, it's me. Yeah.
Okay.
She cooks the food. I wash the clothes.
All right. She cooks. I do the dishes. I'm the dishes guy.
I also
and
do
the trash guy. What's that?
And he does that.
And I do that too. I do both of those too.
Yeah, I do trash.
But it's worth it because Stephanie can just look in the freaking thing and just pick out shit. Yeah. Make food. I'm like, how'd you do that?
Yeah,
magic.
I probably take more credit for the yard work than I should though. Because I'm like, well, I do the yard work, and that's like an hour a week, maybe. You know,
true. Your yard of weed,
an hour a year.
Hey, hey, no rebuttals over there.
No rebuttals.
There are some weeds, yes.
Some weeds. Your whole front lawn is weeds.
No, it's not that bad anymore. I've actually been doing a lot of work on it. You should go check it out.
An hour a week.
I was thinking about. I was thinking about Steve over the weekend because I was trying to think of subjects that we can discuss, something that you like take a lot of pride in. I remember his first house, his lawn had to be edged and he would brag about it. Look at my lawn. It's all edged. How nice it looks.
See, I used to do it. Stephanie.
And I had a horrible lawn. If you remember at the first house we lived in, it was just weeds. Well, like my current lawn is weeds. That's great.
I don't know why.
No,
I
see that's Steve Florida grass.
The perfect lawn, and then he would put lines in it like it was a football field.
Yeah.
And then Kansas City in it too. Ooh,
that'd be good.
That would be good. All right. Well, we do have some time. We're running a little early, so I think we can squeeze in Urban Dictionary if you guys are good with that.
Let's do it.
I have that. So we'll use Mindy's music for that. It gets multi-used. Urban him and Harry. All right, so Steve, the object of this is I'm going to say an Urban Dictionary term. You're going to try to define it, what you think it might be. You've heard this before.
Yeah.
All right, first one. I got three.
Okay.
First one is oil the hinges. Mm. Oil the hinges. Mm-hmm. There was some horrible, horrible ones on here.
Okay, I have it.
Okay.
I think it's when you put like Vaseline on the like corners of your mouth.
Oh, good.
Before you give head.
Ooh. Oh, it's just specific.
Oh, that just changed.
Very specific. So which?
You know, you've got to oil that up.
That was a good one. That made me laugh.
That totally went a different direction than I thought it was going in.
Yeah, me too.
It's a twofer.
I think it's just some alcohol. I think when you know you drink and you feel a little bit more limber and loose. You know, you're oiling the hinges.
Swing oil.
Yeah.
That's something swing else. Juice.
It's pretty good. It's pretty
swing
good.
Oil is the golf term for drinking while you're playing. But
I know that's good.
What I know it's different.
It's like elbow oils. Grease. It's not the same.
What
thing.
Is it again? It's oil the hinges.
Oil the hinges.
I think that's when you're in the shower and you're just getting balls and ass. You just, you know, quick shower, in and out, balls and ass, oil and just.
Well, Bert, like birdie shower for a dude.
Just a quick one.
Why even get in the shower for that?
I don't know.
I just
sit your butt in the sink.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. It's a oil the hinges.
When you get older, you just sit on the toilet and it all just drops in. Splashes around like a bird.
You just use the little, what is it? The
bidet.
It's off.
That's oil in the hinges for sure. That's oil in the
hinges when you didn't use the restroom.
Yep. Mindy, your last one. What do you really think it is? Usually you get close.
Yeah, I'll try and get close. Oil in the hinges has to do with the creaky door that has the creaky sound.
The legit.
You gotta oil the hinges.
All right. Well, you all had great ones. I would say Stephanie's my favorite for the shock factor at the end.
Yeah. I know. I thought it was just like chapped lips or something. Oh, that's cool.
That's a perfect joke, is what that is.
Shocker ending.
All right. I will say none of you are correct. It's working out carefully when you are middle aged to lubricate the joints without injuring yourself.
I was going to say something smart ass.
Were
like
you?
That. Yes, I was.
Were you?
Like
but
up.
Were you?
But I was going to say more like getting off the couch every day.
Far off.
What's that, David?
I was going to say Steve's not far off, but he was talking about alcohol involved.
Yeah. This
to loosen up.
So not close at all.
Yeah, not close.
Not really close.
None of us.
So here's an example, like lifting far less weight than you did just 5 years ago, or risk hurting yourself so bad you can't work out again. So it's kind of how David works out, right? Is that how David works out?
That's what happened the last time for sure.
I was just kidding.
My shoulder's still jacked up from that.
Gotta oil the hinges, bro. All right.
Yeah.
This one's pretty obvious, but see if you can come up with something creative. Office pretty.
Mm. Oh, we have a coworker like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
It's one that just really has to try and look their best so that they get their way and everybody says, oh, okay. Okay. It's like a girl using her looks to get ahead in the career.
I've seen it for sure.
I'm going to go opposite.
And
that.
By coworker, you're talking about this guy, aren't you?
Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm going to go opposite of her.
Okay.
I think it's the girl in the office that thinks she's pretty.
Mm.
So, and what is the term?
Office pretty.
It's just office pretty. Like, she's a bitch, really.
Okay, that's interesting.
Well, I think it's okay. I'm gonna go a little twist off of yours. So, okay, I think it's when a guy would see a girl and go, "Well, in the office, she's a 10, but on the street, she's probably a 6."
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I like it. All right.
Judgmental.
That's a good answer, David. What do you think?
I think it's a sex worker that dresses up like she's in the office.
Oh,
it's like it's role
wearing
play.
Like professional attire, but it's like, you know, a tie but no collar.
Ah,
it's like buttoned down to like here.
It's like Jennifer Aniston in Horrible Bosses.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right, well, Steve is the winner. That is the exact definition. Someone who is good looking, but only compared to other people in your office. Mm. Office pretty. We all know him.
I like that.
Yeah.
Office pretty.
All right. So this one's a weird, weird word, but see if you can come up with something for it. It's Spenguli. Spenguli.
Like S-P-I-N?
S-P-N-G-O-O-L-Y.
Okay.
Spenguli.
I got it.
David?
It's when an Italian man busts one.
He Spenguli. Yeah, it was going real hot, but I Spenguli.
He does this.
It was premature Spenguli.
Exactly.
David's go-to.
I'm gonna go.
It's like rope.
I'm gonna go with it's Blue, our dog's eye boogers.
Oh, Spenguli. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Have to take a tissue and get the spenguli out of it.
Yeah, I'm not all doing right. good on this one.
It's like schmutz.
Oh,
remember a blurg?
Blurg. Yeah. A penis booger.
What do you think it is, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Spenguli. I think it's a type of pasta.
Okay. It's a type of pasta that comes out of an Italian man.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to go realistic on this.
I'm trying to think of something related to spending because that's the first thing that came to mind, but I'm just drawing kind of a blank, honestly. So
go with spending.
What about like an Italian wife who just spends all the money?
There you go. That's
she's
actually a
Spenguli.
Oh, so it's an
wife.
That's a good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an Italian wife that spends too much. Yeah. She's a Spenguli. I love my wife, but she's a Spenguli.
There you go.
She's eating me out of house and home. All right. A Spanguli is a person who has reached one of the highest levels of stupidity. Spanguli.
Oh. One of the highest levels?
One of the highest. No,
there's multiple high levels.
Yeah.
Oh, like Matt at work.
Wow. No last name. Steve's like, can we edit this out?
How are you a level five? He's an idiot.
Can we edit this out?
Oh, dear God.
Is it getting too detailed?
Matt, Dan, Mike, any of the Brian.
Yeah, all of those.
Just
Scott.
Name.
All of those white men.
Yeah.
Well, I do believe David's answer was the best. Cheers, David. I liked your answer the most.
Spanguli.
Spanguli.
Yeah.
It definitely made for a good conversation. All right. That is it for that. Let's get into the draft. So, Mindy, you got to get the results up.
Yes, I do.
Get prepared for that. And I got to get the sound up here.
Steve, did you vote this week? Did you vote?
So I always tell you, I struggle with the vote.
We don't do it on YouTube anymore. Everybody struggled with it.
That's where I was getting lost. And then you said it was via some other format that I didn't.
Yeah, you were getting lost. All you have to do is
comment. Oh, no. You said it was Facebook, right? But I don't have any social. I don't have Facebook.
You don't have Facebook?
I do somewhere. I don't have a password. I don't.
I lost it.
I'm old school.
I know. It's in Jason's old band. Lost.
Yeah, that happens. That happens.
It's with Jason's old guitar player, drummer.
All right, here we go. Let's get into the draft then. Mindy already knows.
I do.
Who won?
Of course I do. All right, but we'll go over the it was Chips, favorite Chips.
Yep.
And Stephanie had Doritos, Cool Ranch, Ruffles, Cheddar, Sun-Dried Tomato, Sun Chips.
It's pretty good.
Jason had Kettle Brand Salt and Vinegar, Trader Joe's Salsa Verde Tortilla Chips.
So good.
On the Border Lime. Those are really good.
Ooh, you went salt and vinegar at the gate, huh?
Did. I love that. Wow. It's my favorite chip.
Okay.
David had Lay's Kettle Cook Jalapeno and Tortilla Chip Homemade from Vallarta.
Mm.
And Pringle Cheddar.
I vote for David.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, okay. We'll count Steve's in. I had Doritos Nacho Cheese, Simply White Cheddar Cheetos.
Simply White Cheddar Cheetos.
It is what they are called, okay? They're white cheddar.
They're Simply White Cheddar.
And they're made by Cheetos Simply Brand. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
Fritos Chili Cheese. All right, so do you want me to go with comments or results?
You go with whatever you want to go with.
Well, let's go with comments. Tina said four. She picked four all the way. Kettle chips are all icky. Not even sure if it made it in time. Oh, so she hopes she got it in. Yes, you did, Tina.
Good job, Tina.
Jessica said four. Suma Elwell, do you know her, Tina?
Summa.
What's when they say four? What's four?
That's the number. Oh. Yeah, the pick.
I tried to message her. Yeah, she said 2, 1, 4. So I tried to message
in order.
Her.
That's fine. So two is the one then.
I gave everybody 2, 1, and 4.
You got to go by orders. Two is the one.
Well, I gave everybody one.
Gave everybody a vote for that.
I tried to message her.
Three.
That's right, bipartisan of you.
I'm the one doing it, so.
So suck it.
Mike, four. Steve Metzler said four.
Dang, Mindy.
Miss Paula Galbraith said four. Thank you, Paula.
Oh.
Carol Spencer said four. She says, if I had to pick a row, it would be four. However, the chili cheese Fritos are one of the only ones on here I really like. And then Angie said one. Mm. So, the tally is...
By a landslide.
Stephanie had one. Jason had one. David had zero. David.
I voted for David.
Oh, you did vote for David. Steve, okay. So, y'all got one and I got six.
Wow.
That's crazy. We've never even heard of your chips.
I know. I would have went Stephanie next.
I like their... Because it was white cheddar.
Well, it was the white cheddar. It was the simply white.
You're speaking to your audience there, girl.
I think it was the Doritos, though.
Now we know your demographic.
It was those first Doritos that people liked.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, nacho cheese is pretty. So next draft?
Circus.
Is on Circus. So
we're doing two picks each?
Yeah, probably two, right? It's probably better because you're going to run out pretty quick, I imagine.
Okay, what about the Circus are you drafting?
Stephanie?
Just the axe.
Segments, like little, you know, the things that they show in a circus. So
like the midgets.
Oh, okay.
Small, little right. people. Right. Bearded little. Lady. Swallowing of the sword, the motorcycles in the cage, the trapeze.
She's giving away answers.
So magician's like too generic. It's got to be more specific.
No, that's a segment. There's sometimes, you know, he pulls a bunny out of a hat. That's a thing.
Okay.
So I won.
I think I'm prepared.
And do you guys remember what way it went around?
I never know. We need to write this down.
Mindy won. And
last week, who won?
I think it went to me. So it goes to David.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you, Steph. Yeah. Because I think it came to me first last time. Because Mindy won last time too, right?
Yes.
It's twice in a row.
And
then
David won quite a few times.
No, I won the one before that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You won the one last time and it came to me first. And then it went to you, Stephanie. So.
Okay.
Should I even go? I'm not usually part of this.
Yeah, you'll go.
Yeah, you'll be last. Okay. So you get to go twice in a row.
Oh, all he's. Right. Do I need to write Steve then?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. We're going
to
include him.
If he wins, he's got to fly back to Florida and
hold on here.
Talk about it.
That's a good excuse to get him to Florida. He has one that he can also come here.
He could come. You're going to have to go. You have to go over there.
Oh. Well, I won't be there Friday, David. I'll be right here.
Yeah. And we got to make sure we do it before David bowls.
Hey, it's a league and I'm just kidding
around, dude. I love you, bro. I know you look good in those bowling shirts, bro. Come on, man.
That's right. And shoes.
And you wear a bowling shirt, I imagine, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah. All right. So Mindy, you're first.
All right. I'm gonna go with the unicyclist.
Okay.
Okay, so normally Mindy's here, so it goes David, Stephanie.
Okay, now I get a
Right.
And then we'll go Steve, and then it'll go back.
Myself, I'm going to go the aerial silk person with the, you know, the
ribbons.
Yeah.
The aerial ribbons.
Aerial ribbons.
You guys know what he's talking about?
Yeah.
I think so.
They wrap themselves in it, and then they, like, drop themselves by unwrapping themselves. It's kind of cool.
It's because you like that they're half naked, probably, a little bit, too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. I pick the contortionist.
Ooh, okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like it when her feet are on her head.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's my favorite thing.
All right. Well, Mindy, you caught up?
Mm-hmm.
That was so not convincing. I'm going to go trapeze artist person.
Those are the swings?
Yeah, they
fly around. They jump around. Okay.
In the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trapeze.
Steve? Is it you or me?
It's you.
You.
Oh. And then you go again.
Comes back to me. Okay. Did anybody say that? I was taking selfies here for a second. Sorry. Did anybody say the high wire balance?
No, they didn't. That was going to be mine.
Okay.
What is that called?
High wire act.
Yeah.
Tightrope.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
That's what she said.
And then isn't there always like in the circus, like the elephant?
You get one, Steve.
I thought I got to go twice.
No, you get two. I apologize.
Yeah.
California does not allow animals in the circus.
PETA, bro.
No? Okay, right. So don't pick that one.
I mean,
you can pick whatever you want, Steve.
Might not get a lot of love from that. Is all
you
want
to pick something that somebody's going to vote for you?
Yeah, whatever the elephant does in the circus is what I'll take.
Okay, it's going elephant.
I'll find out for you.
Is it like the Dumbo act? Like it flies or?
No,
they like a little mouse comes out and they're like get scared of it or something, or like it's on a little bucket or it balances or something like that.
Yeah. I think
just Google it, guys.
Elephant show.
Have they done it with all animals now?
Yeah.
Well, they do it with different ones.
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Oh,
you mean
so
done
different.
Done?
What, Mindy?
They're done with animals.
They don't do animals anymore in the circus. Yeah, it's inhumane.
Correct.
Have you ever seen the elephant documentary?
Yeah, it's.
Oh my God, it's so sad. You should see it.
Good pick, Steve.
Way to go.
Hey,
PETA.
I'm here to help you guys win.
Well, I don't want
to
get into it because it breaks my heart. Because you know me, ant colonies and stuff.
right.
All right. I'm going to go with the something to do with motorcycles. You know, if they're in that round thing and they're spinning around and it's very dangerous. I'm going with that.
All right.
Motorcycles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like Nitro Circus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David took my ribbon one. So I'm going to go with, you know, and Mindy, I'll have to help you out on the what it's called. But you know when those guys, they turn that big thing and they run on it and they jump as it's turning?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen that?
I have, but I'm not sure what it's called.
Middle, and then it's like a ladder on both sides, or they're just running up it and
they're
jumping.
Running, and then they're jumping off of it and grabbing onto it.
Some of them are big circles.
I'll look it up while David. Yeah, there's usually two circles on the end. I'll look it up.
It looks like a hamster wheel.
Too generic to say acrobatics or something like that, because that's a lot of that is.
I'll put two circle act, and then we'll ladder figure
thing. Yeah,
with ladder. Sounds good.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Since Stephanie took my contortionist,
we both like the same too.
We took each other.
I didn't take the other one you said because that was a good one. You thought of it.
Is it going to be the next pick?
Okay. Yeah, probably. It's like the host that's usually like a comic relief.
The ringleader.
Oh.
I don't like the ringleader. I'm talking about like the, especially nowadays in the circus, that ringleader is like funny.
He's the MC. He's the master of ceremonies.
Yeah, they're usually hilarious.
I think Stephanie said it.
Starting before everyone's even sitting, they're already starting talking to people and messing with people.
Yeah.
That guy.
Master of ceremonies.
Yep, got
it. Now, Mindy?
They say it's called the Wheel of Death.
Ooh.
Acrobatics. Acrobats. Wheel of Death, acrobats.
I have to put that in just a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Sorry, Mindy, go.
Oh. what? I'm going to go with the flamethrower or fire throwers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Can I change it?
Did you take your hand off the tile? it's like Mexican train.
Nah, I'll just stay with it. I'll stay with it.
You can change it, Mindy. What?
Yeah, you can change it.
It
was only moments.
Nah, I'll stay with that one, but I do have a, what do you call it?
A runner-up?
A runner-up.
Honorable.
What's your
one? I have a runner-up.
Honorable. Wait, did Steve? Yeah, okay, so everybody's got a second. Okay, I was going to say magician.
That was a good
one. That's what I thought Steve was going to say.
Yeah.
I probably should have, apparently.
You would have won, then you had to fly back.
Stephanie, say that one more time. That last
Wheel of Death.
Wheel of Death. Okay, there we go. Sounds better than
hamsters.
Two circles act with a ladder.
Hamster people.
Hamster men.
Yeah, hamster. That's a perfect example because it's usually a big wheel and they're just running around and they get on the outside and do it.
This ought to be fun. I'm going to have to find pictures for all these.
Yeah, pretty cool. All right, what's up?
My honorable mention that I didn't say because I didn't want David to get all mad, but the girl dancing in the martini glass.
That was a contortionist that she just did her thing in.
She wasn't a contortionist. She was a dancer.
She was touching her freaking feet on her head, doing exactly what you just said.
Different act.
She just used, it was like we went to one in Vegas that was more like sexy, and she did her contortionist stuff in a wine glass.
Oh. Like how big was the wine glass? Whatever.
Human size.
Yeah, it's human size.
It wasn't a small one.
So it's Smurfette.
I'm surprised you didn't say musician.
Just her foot in it, like, in splashing. No.
What'd you say?
She was able to get all the way in. Throwing water everywhere. It was crazy.
There are dancers.
Yeah.
To Stephanie's defense, there are dancers.
So what's the recap at Mindy?
Oh, shit. I just got rid of it. Let's recap. Okay, so Stephanie has contortionist, Wheel of Death. Jason has trapeze artist and the motorcycle. I'll figure that out. And David has aerial ribbons with the master of ceremony leader.
One, two.
That's
comic.
MC. Yeah, the master of ceremonies comic.
Comic.
Mm. They're usually funny, so comedian type.
It's been a long time since I've been to a circus. I don't know about you.
And then I have the unicyclist in the flamethrower, and Steve has tightrope with the elephant show.
That no longer exists.
It's on the tightrope?
Steve's not coming back to Florida.
I vote for Jason just now. I hope I don't influence the votes, but all right, you can mark me in for him.
Mark me in as a vote.
I'll put a little sign on here.
All right. Well, that's it for the draft and the show. Good job, guys. That was fun. Thanks
for having me.
Thanks for coming all the way out here to be on the difference between us.
I'm heading back.
All right, guys.
I will say we will be doing Honey Badgers on Friday.
Yep.
Steve will be here with me. That'll be awesome. And then David will be hosting the rest of the gang with minus Adrian, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. So we're always minus somebody, but that's okay.
Jason Francis will be here on Friday.
Cool. Nice. We'll have some fun. That'd be awesome.
I'm sure one of them will flake, but.
Nah.
No, they're pretty good about it.
They'll make it. They'll make it this time, I think. Maybe. Well, we'll see. You might be right. We'll find out. But that's it. That concludes The Difference Between Us. Of course, we're going to hang out and chat a little bit. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and visit LowTreeStudios.com for more great podcasts. We will see you guys next week. David, take us away with the cheers.
All right. Here's to which goes in hard and stiff. And comes out soft and wet.
Cheers.
To bubble gum.
Bubble gum?
You're gross, Jason.
I know, right? What do you lubricate the corners of your mouth for?
I think he needs to re-say that.
Yeah, say it again, David.
I need to re-say it? Okay. Yeah. Here's to what goes in hard and stiff and comes out soft and wet.
You don't want it coming out soft.
You don't. I mean, that's a good point. You really don't, unless you just fall asleep in there or something. All right. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.